And what do we have here? Three wimps beating up a fourth. What an interesting scene to walk in on. Oh, that's a reaction I like. Oh shit, it's the MMA chick. Well, I'm glad you boys have heard about me. So, what's up with all this bullying? I mean, at least you're picking on someone your own size, I'll give you that. But really, it's not very impressive if you need to bring two sidekicks with you to beat up one weak-ass dude. And honestly, this isn't even a beat-up. This is pathetic. You have zero technique, you're not throwing any strikes. Even if you were, I bet they would be garbage arm punches anyway. With no speed, no power behind them, you three idiots couldn't hurt a fly if your lives depended on it. What's even the point of this if you're not doing any damage? Just stroking your egos? Feeling good about your sorry asses because the three of you can overpower one guy who isn't even fighting back? You think this makes you macho? Disgusting. And sad, really. How about you try that crap with me, huh? I haven't had any action outside the gym in a long time. And I can't really hurt my sparring partners badly. We only get so many new arrivals. And punching bags just don't feel the same, you know? They don't cry out in pain when you drill their soft sides with a crispy hook. They don't grimace in pain when you land a clean low kick on a fat thigh. Their eyes don't water up when their noses get smashed in. Not like you boys would. Why the worried looks? Don't you think it would be a fun sparring session? I don't know about you, but I would definitely be having fun, like you wouldn't even imagine. Oh, and believe me, there would be damage. Aww, why so silent all of a sudden? You were talking plenty of trash when I got here. What now? Cat got your tongue? Your lips got glued together or something? Oh, I could find some use for them. Do you know what happens to human lips if you punch them hard enough? They pop. They pop like cherries smashed against a wall. Usually they heal after a couple weeks, but the pain... Oh, funny thing? I can't even tell you that it's 10 times worse than a broken nose, because guess what? None of you wussies were ever in a fist fight. This pathetic thing, whatever you morons think you're doing, is the closest you've ever gotten to a physical conflict, to real explosive violence, to real pain. I have seen so many guys like you come to my gym thinking they're tough, thinking they can take on any woman, cage fighter or not, thinking that it would be fine, that there's no way a stupid leg kick from a chick can hurt that bad. That there is no way it only takes a professional one punch to knock a casual out cold. And guess what? Every single time, they are proven wrong. Every single time, they end up flat on the canvas, unconscious if they're lucky. If their luck runs dry, they are conscious. You know, when the pain sets in. Very few ever come back. Most are afraid of the shame of getting beaten up so badly, and by a girl, no less. All of them are afraid of the pain. But looking at you three sad, soft boys, even those guys who never come back would eat you for breakfast. You have no idea how easy it would be for me to pick you apart. Well, how about we find out? Let's make a deal. You leave this dude alone and never give him trouble again. Or we do it Fight Club style. Right now, and I whoop your asses one by one. Give you a crash course on explosive violence. All at once? Oh, you really don't want to do that, boys. I can see the confusion on your faces. Why wouldn't you want number advantage? Why shouldn't three boys attack one girl at the same time? It's not like you have any honor or dignity, right? The reason is that if you attack me all at once, chances are you're gonna die. Keep your stupid smirk to yourself, chump. You see, individually, you just don't pose a threat to me. If you came at me one by one, I could afford to go easy on you, to be gentle. Not that you deserve gentle, but if it's only one of you idiots at a time, I could just toy with you. Give you a little liver shot, maybe a couple leg kicks, make you limp for 3 weeks. Nothing major. Nothing permanent. But if you come at me all together, oof, that would be a different story. You might be wussies, but 3-on-1 are not the best odds, even for me. I could actually lose this. Let's say you'd probably have a 20% chance, maybe 30. I could still most likely just destroy you, but it would be risky. And I don't like risky, so I'd have to do something drastic. Do you know what the number one rule is when fighting multiple opponents? Yeah, that's a good one, except you don't have the IQ to actually operate a gun, moron. Shut the hell up. Rule number one of fighting multiple opponents is to finish as many of them as quickly as possible, to even the odds. Knock one out in the first seconds of the fight and suddenly it's just 1 versus 2. Put another one to sleep and suddenly you have yourself a lucky winner. A winner you can toy with and teach a lesson. That you can afford to break, slowly. And if the winner runs away, or passes out, there are always the other two. Unless they're dead, because they split their skulls open, falling headfirst on, you know, concrete. This is not a gym where you have mats on the floor, this isn't the cage, the floor isn't bouncy. There is no referee or a med team to save your ass. If you come at me all at once, it's going to turn into a self-defense situation. I'm going to have to get serious. You won't die if I just knock you out. That doesn't really happen. You will die, though, if you lose consciousness midair and slam your empty skulls into the concrete. And if you don't die, you might end up disabled instead. As in, never going to walk or chew or speak ever again disabled. Alright, you know the risks now? So, are we doing this or what? All this talking really got me riled up. I'm ready whenever you are. Oh, you didn't really want to bully him? It was all Jackson's idea. Poor baby. If only there was someone here to beat that idea out of Jackson's ugly head. Yeah. That's probably the only smart thing you've said in weeks, Dumbo. Scratch that. This year. It is getting late, and you should go home. I bet that's the only thing you want to do now. Get your goons in bail, huh? Like the coward you are? But I don't think you will. Well, not until you apologize. No, not to me, moron. To him. Loud and clear. At least pretend like you mean it. Wow. You can't even apologize properly. What sad sacks of shit you three are. Ugh, that's enough. You're making me sick. Get the hell out of here. And this was your last warning. Next time there'll just be whooping. Oh man, that was fun. Anyway, you okay? They should leave you alone from now on. Yeah? Cool. Whatever. Don't thank me. It's not like I did this for you, nerd. But you could defo treat me to some pancakes. All this bluffing must have earned, what, half a pancake's worth of calories? But I'm broke as hell. I saved your lunch money, though, so you don't mind spending it on me, right? Yeah, you know a good place? Let's go then, hurry up. What? Yeah, of course I was bluffing. I can't actually fight. I just like watching UFC, you know? Do I look like a cage fighter to you? Oh, well. Thank you, nerd. Oh, hey, listen. Stop thanking me, or I'm gonna show you what bullying really means, yeah? Now shut up and let's go get some pancakes.